I'd say disappointed, no point in saying anything different. It was a game probably that we hadn't penciled in to get anything out of, but the way maybe the lead up to the game came, we had 2 weeks to prepare for it. They maybe had a cup semi-final on Tuesday in their mind as well. We felt, yeah, we'd go for it. I think we did. The unfortunate part about it is we took a chance on a couple of players, Paddy and Ethan, that weren't fully fit, because we felt we had a chance. And in hindsight, we did have a chance, but it looks like their seasons might be over, which is an awful kick in the teeth, regardless of not getting anything out of the game.
Yeah, well, what's the story on that? Ethan appeared to be a hamstring injury with him, or?
Yeah, Ethan pulled his hamstring. It's now the week before the training, which should nearly be 2.5-3 weeks before the Shamrock Rovers game. And we felt, initially we were going to let it be and maybe write the game off, if that makes sense. But we felt we had a chance, and we took a chance on them. But unfortunately, neither did we get the result, or did he get through it. So it looks like that's the end of his season, which is an awful blow to us. But look, if we're going to survive, we're going to survive the hard way. So yeah. We'll see what happens.
McCourt came off just before the hour. He's in bother, isn't he?
He's in bother too, yeah. He's another, to be fair to Paddy, he made himself available. He didn't train all week, hasn't trained for the last 2 weeks. And we took a risk on that as well. We just felt that maybe there was a chance of getting something out of Dundalk. And I think in hindsight, there certainly was. But just it didn't fall our way. And then that little risk we took, unfortunately, backfired. But that's the risk you take. And, you think you maybe the rub of the green will go your way in a number of ways. I'm not just talking about the lack of a free kick for the first goal. I'm talking about the injuries as well. But look, when you're down there, they don't go your way. But that's part of it. But we'll battle on, Germany,
And when you're down there, chances that fall your way like that came the way of Eddie Desan, they don't go on either, Ollie.
No, there was a great chance. You won't get a better chance against Dundalk. It was probably as good as a penalty, if not better. Kerry Rogers was on the ground, and whatever way he opened up on his right foot, I think he tried to hit it with the instep, and whatever way he side-footed it, it just went past the post, But, we need to take them chances, because you don't get too many of them at any game, certainly not against Dundalk.
Yeah, well, your players did show plenty of fighting spirit, Ollie. That's something that's always top of your agenda in a way. That's what you want.
Yeah, and that makes it more disappointing, the fact that they left everything out there to their credit, and that makes it nearly more disappointing. I can't fault them for effort. I think maybe on the turnover, our quality wasn't as good as what it could be, or maybe as good as what theirs are. Their quality is when they turn it over. Could criticise that. You're always going to feed off scraps, but just you need to take whatever chance you get. Had we gone 1-0 up, it might have been a completely different outcome. But fair play to Dundalk. They came and they got a good result that kept the league alive for them, whatever more length of time that'll be.
Yeah, well, I would suggest next Friday night's game, Ollie, it's going to be a completely different game on a decent pitch at McGinn Park. And if you're going to be without Paddy McCourt and Ethan Boyle, that's an early blow for you.
Yeah, it certainly is. But I'll put it this way to you, if we had the choice at the start of the season of having 3 games to go with still a realistic chance of staying up, you'd have taken it. I just hope we have a chance in the last game of the season realistically to stay up. But it's getting more difficult, and I think we need to get something out of Buncrana, which will be massive, to achieve, and we need every bit of luck and every bit of chance to go our way, which maybe didn't go our way tonight.
But you're capable of winning up there, Ollie. You have done so already this
season.
Well,
we did in different circumstances, to be fair. Derry weren't in a great place at the time with the tragedy with Ryan McBride, to give them huge credit. And what they have done to turn it around and be guaranteed more or less of Europe at the time, they're in a much better position than maybe we are or were at that time. But look, we got to prepare and go at it, and until it's mathematically gone, we'll certainly fight. But at the moment, it certainly isn't mathematically gone.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jeremy.